Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Fatal Automation Mistakes Kill Founder Dreams. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's what I see happening every single day. Bootcamp founders are automating themselves out of business. They're losing $50,000 or more before they even realize what went wrong. It's like trying to mass produce a recipe you've never successfully cooked. Today, I'm going to share the 3 biggest automation traps that kill founder dreams and exactly how to avoid them. The first fatal mistake is automating customer acquisition before proving product market fit. Think about it this way. Would you hire 1,000 salespeople to sell a product you've never sold yourself? That's essentially what founders do when they rush into automated ads and funnels. They burn through their precious ad spend promoting messaging that nobody's proven actually converts. Here's what works instead. Manually sell to at least 20 students first. Have those uncomfortable conversations. Learn what objections come up. Discover what language actually resonates. Then automate what you know works. The second mistake is over-automating student communication. I get it. Chatbots and automated emails feel efficient. But here's the reality. Students don't quit because the material is too hard. They quit because they feel alone when it gets hard. You can automate the logistics, the welcome emails, the assignment reminders, the schedule updates. But the moment someone is struggling, the moment they're questioning whether they can do this, that needs human connection. Keep your mentor check-ins and your struggling student outreach 100% human. The third trap is automating operations before standardizing processes. It's like putting a turbo engine in a car with square wheels. You'll go fast, but you'll also crash spectacularly. If your process is inconsistent or broken when done manually, automation just scales that chaos. Document everything. Perfect your workflow by hand. Then automate the proven, standardized version. Let me tell you about Sarah. She launched her coding bootcamp by automating everything from day one. $30,000 into marketing automation that barely converted. Students dropping out because her automated responses couldn't handle real questions. She had to shut down the automation, manually rebuild relationships, and start over. Today, her bootcamp is profitable because she learned to automate strategically, not frantically. Before you automate anything, ask yourself this simple question: have I done this manually at least 20 times successfully? If the answer is no, don't automate yet. Perfect the human process first. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.